Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking outdoors this morning. River Rock Outfitter and April Peterson, Keith Peterson here along with Travis Velichko here this morning. Good morning to all of you.
Hey, good morning. Morning.
Thanks for getting up and coming in. Lots of things we could talk about in April. As I thought about this, I thought no matter what we started with, you would swerve the conversation into the river, especially the river this morning, and me. So we're going to just jump right into it.
Heck yeah.
After at least four long years, you sat in that same chair literally every show and said, I'm going to get you out on the river.
Yeah, and to be clear, not just me. I mean, lots of people came in saying
they're going to get Ted
out on the water. And I feel like it became like a competition among us all.
Yeah.
I mean, between Stafford, you know, Fire and Rescue. Yep. ACA. I know that with Friends of the Rappahannock, everybody's talking about who's going to get Ted on the river.
Yeah.
And I won.
You won.
Bottom line, that's what I want everyone to know.
Not that you're competitive.
No.
And I was prepared not to have any of you get me on the river.
I just, you know, to be honest, I really wanted to get you out there, one, because I knew you would enjoy it. But two, I feel like every time when I come in and talk about the river, it's always safety, safety, safety. Wear your life vest, you know. We don't want drownings on the river. It's always sort of the scary talk about things to avoid and how to be safe on the river. And I want people to know that our river is so safe and it's fun and such a great place to recreate. And I wanted you to see that. And I thought that you would be a great representation for all those people out there who are scared and have heard those scary stories about the river, to get out there and see that it's just a dream. And really, I was just telling somebody yesterday, one of the highlights, honestly, Ted, top three highlights of my career was that experience. One, getting you out on the river and seeing how much you enjoyed it. But also, we were able to get Wade out on the river, a 93-year-old who had set a bucket list, and this was on his bucket list, you know, born and raised in the region, always saw the Rappahannock, always wanted to get in a kayak. And so to be able to get him out on the river, and it was so much fun because as soon as we put him in, you know, I worried the whole time about, okay, getting a 93-year-old into a kayak, getting him onto a river, how far is he going to be able to paddle? You know, what's his energy level going to be like? You know, all of those different things. And we all got back.
He was 50 yards ahead of us the whole time.
He
sounded like a 50-year-old when we were telling the story.
Yes. I mean, it was beautiful. And I think we all just were in awe of the fact. And, you know, once you get on the river and you get to see the beautiful bridge, the train bridge, and all those iconic images that we see in pictures on Facebook. And that's what it was. It was like it was Wade in a kayak ahead of us going under that bridge. It was just, it was a beautiful image. And I think that it proved, you know, you were nervous about getting on the river, especially covering all the really terrible river stories. Getting you out, getting your wife out, getting Wade, a 93-year-old, you know, out on the river for the first time. To me, it was exactly the story and message I want to tell about the river. Anybody can get out and enjoy it.
At any age.
At any age. Truly at any age. And I think we proved it that day. And that was a ton of fun. And you loved it.
I did love it. And when we got back, I said, I want to buy a kayak. And I do. And that was just, I mean, I never thought you would ever hear those words.
Me either.
Ever.
I honestly started to a little doubt it, Ted. I mean, I have faith that I was going to get you sometime, but I was kind of wavering how it was going to happen. We do have to give your wife some credit for that.
I was going to say there were a lot of behind the scenes thing because Wade had said to my wife that was something on his bucket list, and she immediately said, "Well, I know somebody who could make that happen."
Yes.
And so she had me come and talk to you, and you said, "Yeah, let's wait till we'll do it in the fall." And then it developed into my wife saying, "Well, you're coming along, you know."
Oh, I used every trick in the book. I mean, you know, I said I would do it for free, absolutely no cost. But the only way I'd do that is if Ted got on the water.
Oh, it was, yeah.
Because then I knew you'd feel a little bit guilty because I was taking my time to do this. Then I'm like, ooh, I got the wife angle. So then I have her come into the shop. She and I become friends. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you got to make him do it. She's like, don't worry, April. Like, he will get out there.
He'll be there.
So, I mean, I used every trick in the book to get you out there. And it worked.
And I really was nervous.
Like a covert operation going
on. Oh, I had no chance. And I know how to swim. I grew up on the Great Lakes, but I have always had this fear of water. And then, you know, like you say, I've always talked to all of you all about the river, and you hear about the roots underneath. And, mm-hmm. you hear stories of people that are veterans on the river and things happen. And I'm like, mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, what was it, Ted? Like, what was it that just made you? Because I saw it. I saw it in your face. Your wife even commented about how nervous you were at the beginning, but she recognized how calm you were once you got out there.
It was very calm.
What was it when you got out there that made you love it so much?
And I've been on the river in boats before. You and I have. And you had tried. You thought you had me a few years ago, and I ended up then being in a boat. But I think it was just being in the river and seeing everything from the river perspective, and just how you do. You are calm, and you're not going to tip over. And you did all kinds of things. It was just it was so relaxing.
Yeah, that's what I think I love most about being on the river. Two things. One, you get to see Fredericksburg in a whole different light.
Yeah.
I mean, all the historic sites, the greenery, the parks, all of it, you just get to see from a different perspective. And it's gorgeous, and it's hard to explain until you get out there and enjoy it. But then I think the second piece is, because you're thinking about so many different things, you know, you've got your boat, you've got your paddle, you've got your life vest on, you're figuring out where you want to go, you're figuring out you're so busy thinking about so many other things that you don't have time to think about anything else, problems, stresses,
right.
And it's just, you just relax, you can breathe in a different way, you know, you're focusing on your strokes, the sound of the water, like the birds in the sky, the you know, railroad, hope the train passes by, you know, you're thinking about all these other things that you don't have time to worry about anything else, and that's what I think I love most about the river.
It was just the kind of thing that all of a sudden then you realize, we're going to go down there, we're going to turn around, and I don't want to turn around, I don't want to go back.
Yes.
And then what I said to you, I said, because I really was, this was my first time on the river, and I remember saying, do people do this all year round?
Mm-hmm.
And we had that conversation of, yes, they do, and I thought, well, this would be really kind of, you know, even in the, you know, on a nice calm day in the winter to put a kayak in the water would be a lot of fun.
It's one of the best things about our river. You know, it's disappointing sometimes, I think, for fishermen who can't catch trout because it's not a cold river. But the fact that it's a warm river, it means that we can paddle on it longer. And I mean, look, we're in mid-October and it's going to be almost 80 degrees today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, just with the changing weather patterns, the fact that it is a warmer river, we can just access it longer and in the year and earlier in the year. So it really makes it, you know, a great recreation opportunity.
I also was interested in, within the first 5 or 10 minutes, there were some fishermen over to the side, and they were so friendly. And so they're like yelling to me, "Hey, kayaker." And I hardly responded. And even the pictures you took, I have this really serious look on my face because everybody would comment of, "Hey, kind of relax. Look like you're having fun." And I did, I think, after a while, but it was...
You were focused.
I was focused. It was a first kind of thing. And you're trying to remember, okay, I'm supposed to hold it this way and I need to do strokes this way. And there was just so much going in my mind. I just still think back that if I'd done it a few times, you know, I would have been those fishermen couldn't have been more friendly. And I thought that's, I think, what it's probably like out there.
Yeah, all the time. I think it's just like it's a river community, you know, fishermen and kayakers and stand-up paddleboarders and canoers. And like when you go out there and see, and now with the new Chatham Bridge where it's got that bump out, so you can actually really see the river and all the activity that's on it. There's a whole river community out there of really great people.
when I go over take the Blue Gray Parkway and go over the bridge every day, I always look, and especially this time of year, you'll look over and you'll mm-hmm. see people on paddle boards or on kayaks, and you just think, wow, that looks like a lot of fun. And now I look at it and think, oh, I wish I could do that.
And we tell you this all the time, and I'm so glad you have you had the perspective, because like you said, you've been on the river before. But what's cool about our river is the fact that there really is two in one, and you can get the riffles and rapids if you go, you know, further up north and paddle down. Mm-hmm. But right at the fall line that occurs at Old Mill, everything down is tidal, and you got to see that. I mean, very little current. We weren't fighting it when we were going up.
No.
It was nice and glassy and still. And we tell people all the time, just go. You don't need me. You don't need a professional on the tidal section. Get out there, rent a kayak, rent a canoe, rent a stand-up paddleboard, and just get out there and try it. But certainly there are people like me who do have experience, who can get you out there just to put you a little bit at ease, you know, and show you the tips and tricks for getting in and out of your kayak, to talk to you a little bit about strokes and paddling, and just to sort of ease you as you get on the water. And that's one of the things that I knew, and I had confidence getting you out there, and I really had confidence getting Wade out there, because I trust my abilities that, you know, I could have gotten you guys back if I needed to.
Yeah.
I knew I wouldn't. But that's one of the things about going out with somebody experienced, is that they can help you through any of those challenges when you're out there on the water.
Oh, I think for the first few times you probably should, just because and somebody like you, I mean, you were able to talk about farther down, you can do this, you go up, it's this, and just to have somebody who knows the river mm-hmm. will help you.
Sometimes it's just somebody like talking to you too, so that you're not so stressed out holding on to your paddle.
Yeah.
White knuckling on your paddle, you know.
Oh, that was me.
Losing blood, you know. So somebody who understands the river notices, you know, the stress in their clients. And so those are things we can kind of chit-chat with you, point out cool features, tell you a little bit about the history of the river, calm you down just a little so that you enjoy the experience. And
I felt like
a stressful one.
I felt like I was going to have a blister on one hand because I was holding it
Everyone
so tight.
White knuckles that paddle.
So, but no, it was just, I mean, you were right. Yeah. Those were the words you've waited all this time.
That's what I wanted
to hear. You were right. It was. I looked at it and I just thought, this is, I have missed a lot of years. Mm-hmm. That was the other thing I thought of.
Yes. Well, plenty of time. Look at Wade, 93. He's my new sort of, you know, outdoor hero.
And he still talks about it. He had such a great time, and you were such, and you gave him space. You weren't like, you know, I need to be with you the whole time. You realize that there was that he was kind of, you know, having an experience, and let it play out.
Yeah, he was gone.
He took off
as soon as he got in the water.
And I wanted him to enjoy that, and I think he did.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Now I've become a river ambassador.
Oh, yeah.
After one time, if that's possible.
It only takes one time. But I'm gonna get you out many more times.
I look forward to it. I just think that there's more to learn and more to do. April Peterson, Keith Peterson, Travis Velichko here from a River Rock Outfitter. Much more to talk about coming up. We will continue on News Talk 1230 WFEA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun. Visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking outdoors this morning. River Rock Outfitter in Keith and April Peterson, along with Travis Velichko here this morning from River Rock. I don't know where we go after talking about I just feel like we could talk for the whole hour, April, about just our experience on the river. But yeah. I mean that really is it really is, and there are so many options, and especially during the spring and summer. Mm-hmm. And there's Friends of the Rappahannock has mm-hmm. different monitors where if you're concerned about the water and all of that. Yeah.
They do, and you know, they're doing a great job of hosting different paddles as well. That way, you know, because I think we've all recognized that we're a big advocate of just telling people, just go, let me give you the information, you take that information and go enjoy your experience. But I think all of us are recognizing that people are wanting they want to be in groups. They feel safer in groups. They want to go out with friends. Mm-hmm. And so Friends of the Rappahannock has done a great job of planning all these different paddles to introduce people to all the really cool access sites. And I think that's great. So if people just follow along with Friends of the Rappahannock, you'll see all the paddles that they host, which is great. There's Facebook groups now dedicated to paddling so that you can meet up with a friend and get out there. But especially with the weather we're having in October, you know, and all these people who now bought kayaks over the last couple years and stand-up paddleboards, take them on the river. So many people are coming in and just saying, ooh, no, like, we're just going to stay on the reservoirs. And that's great. We have amazing, beautiful reservoirs.
Yeah.
But my message to everybody, Ted can do it. Wade can do it. Just talk to us about when and how and, you know, best timing and safety. But get out there and take your gear and enjoy the river. Now it's beautiful. The leaves are changing.
Yeah.
You can start to see like Ferry Farm and even Chatham a little bit better. All of these kind of historic places on the river. So get out there and enjoy it this fall.
Travis mentioned during the break, this has the makings of a lifetime movie.
Right? Yeah. I mean, when April was telling me about it, I was like, it's pretty incredible. I hope at 93, I'm stranded out there on the water doing the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it really was a memorable day, and it was something. The other thing, I never make a show about me. This is very uncomfortable for me. But we talked a bit before about Old Rag Mountain.
Yep.
And was it you and Travis?
Yeah, me and Travis went out a couple weeks ago and did Old Rag again.
Because I had done that this summer too, and I'd done it before and was just surprised at just some of the changes at the beginning and the end I was not prepared for.
Oh yeah, we've talked about it, you know, quite a bit. A lot of people think, you know, Old Rag Mountain, it's, you know, one of the top 25 hikes in the world. I think it's rated as number 10 of the top 25 hikes, not in the Mid-Atlantic, not in Virginia, but in the entire world. Hmm. And so, you know, we've talked about it too, where you see people show up there in flip-flops with, you know, a plastic bottle of water, and that's it, not even realizing that this is a 9.5-mile strenuous hike that basically goes up to 3,200 feet.
Yeah.
And with a nice little rock scramble. We talked about that as well. And it's phenomenal, but at the same time, you got to prepare for it.
Yeah. It was my first time going up there. So, I mean,
what'd you think? How was it for you?
It was incredible. I mean, when you get up to the top, the views, the 360 views at the top, and I mean, the weather couldn't have been any better the day that we were up there too, but it was beautiful. But I mean, it's a, like, you're going up and rock scrambles. Like, I had never done kind of rock scrambles. I mean, I did Mount Rainier, but nothing like that, where, you know, where you're wedging yourself in between rocks. You're,
yeah, you
know,
you got to be ready. Forget the right shoes.
Legit. Yeah. You got to have good shoes and you're trucking up. So it was, I mean, I think, you know, again, you know, like Keith was saying, don't take it lightly. I mean, it's a good hike, but anybody can do it, you know.
Oh yeah,
get set to it, have the right stuff with you, and make sure, yeah, you got lots of water. And
yeah, and this is the perfect time of year to do it too, kind of like what you guys are talking about with paddling. I mean, when we went out there, I think we literally ran into three groups the entire time.
Yeah.
And that was it. So, you know, normally, you know, spring and summer, when you start, you know, kids are out of school and you have kind of the tour groups hitting Old Rag, it can get very, very crowded. But we went out there, you know, it was a Thursday morning, you know, in October, and it was great. There were very few cars in the parking area. We ran into three groups on the way up, and that was really about it. So, I mean, we were able to experience the trail and experience the hike the way it should be experienced, instead of, you know, basically waiting in line. Because we've done that before, where it was like literally waiting line to get through the rock scramble.
Oh, that's because, tough.
Yeah, and so that's just it takes some of the enjoyment out of it. So if you can
there was no waiting. I was chasing down Keith the whole time. So.
It was a good time.
Well, and this goes back to what we have talked about in all the years we've been getting together and doing these shows about just what is available. We live in just a terrific spot of where the river's in our backyard and Old Rag is hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we actually timed it out. We wanted to really focus on kind of the logistics piece of it too, just so we can come back and tell people. Because normally we focus on, hey, we get there, no problem. We go up, we go down, we talk to people about the hike. This time we really focused on, okay, no kidding, how long is it going to take me to get from my door to the parking area, you know, trying to really focus on the time so they can tell people. And so we said, okay, you know, we plotted it out. It's going to take us right at an hour and 10 minutes. And that's basically door to door. And that's it, an hour and 10 minutes. Hmm. That's next to nothing. And if you look at Shenandoah in the map itself and the trail system, in that same amount of time, there are a ton of hikes. There are a ton of really cool trails, White Oak Canyon, Cedar Run. There's a lot of these just great hikes in Shenandoah that are like literally an hour outside of Fredericksburg. So it's very simple to get to. It's very easy to find. It's one of those things where you hear about a lot of people from kind of the D.C., Northern Virginia area heading out to Shenandoah. But here for Fredericksburg, it's easier for us to get there than really anybody else. Between Fredericksburg and Culpeper, heck, it's easy to get to Shenandoah. Even if you wanted to go out there and do something just for a morning and then come back for lunch, you can do that.
And one of the great things about having a place like yours, a River Rock, where you and your employees all know about these places. You can go into a place and say, hey, I'm interested in doing this. And you can give people a detailed list of options.
Yeah, and I think it's more important now than ever before because of COVID. One of the silver linings is that everyone's getting outdoors. And so Shenandoah Park, just like all the national parks, have been overrun with people. And so one of the things the park services are trying to do is reroute trails, close trails, permit trails, all of this new stuff that we haven't been used to with Shenandoah. And Old Rag is a great example of this. I mean, you know, people who think that they know Old Rag are going to get surprised if they go up now, because all of a sudden we've added mileage and the guys can talk about it is at the end, you know, when you think you're done and it's smooth sailing to the parking lot, no more.
No.
There's another hill. You're going right back up before you get to the parking lot.
Another mile and a half hill.
Yes, and they can talk about that. But I think it's more important now than ever to get the info, talk to the experts, talk to the rangers, talk to the outfitters, because they can help kind of guide you on where to park, what to plan for, which hikes are the less populated hikes so that you can really enjoy them, and tell you about some of these warnings of extra mileage.
Yeah, I was actually telling a gentleman yesterday in the shop who was going out to Old Rag, he's probably out there right now. He came in and got a pack, but telling him about the it was my first time, but as Keith was telling me, when you're coming down the fire trail, that it doesn't go all the way to the parking lot. Now there's a sandwich board that sends you back uphill.
Yes, so, it does.
Which was like a kick in the gut.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, because even the legs are tired, right? You're ready to kind of just push along and finish it out. And then it's like, oh.
And I didn't help either, because I was like, oh, there's the chain. Yeah, we're almost done.
Yeah,
man.
That was
and then
too.
It's like, wait a second. Nope.
Psychologically, it's so defeating.
Yep.
Yeah, and then back up. Yeah.
But see, and like what Travis is talking about, what April's talking about, that's kind of like one of the core components of our business is, you know, we want to be the facilitator. We want to be the folks that have that information so people can say,
yeah,
hey, I want to go do this weekend. Let's go down to River Rock and talk to those folks and see what they have to say. Because, you know, what's what we want to focus on is take this road, park here. This is how long it's going to take you. This is what you need to plan for. And this is how you get back. And these are some things you can do along the way. So that's kind of what we want to do as a business. It's not just about selling the gear, which, of course, you know, that's what we want to do as well. But a big piece of it is helping people figure out how to get out there and what they need to do.
Well, and it's I can see now why obviously April and Keith have been at this for so long. It's so rewarding to hear stories from customers on, you know, when they go on experiences, like I think it was Monica who did it on her birthday last week, and she sent a picture, and she had came in, April fit her for boots, and she got some other gear, some hiking trekking poles, and she did it. You know, it's so rewarding kind of see that when customers come in and they kind of complete it with some of our help. So
I was hoping just to be able to skate through life and just buy shirts and things like that. And April was, no, you're going to experience all of this. And I'm glad you did. I'm glad you pushed me to that. RiverRockOutfitter.com, the website, River Rock Outfitter on William Street in downtown Fredericksburg. Quick break. We'll keep this conversation going with April, Keith, and Travis from River Rock when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
It's River Rock Outfitter this morning. April and Keith Peterson along with Travis Felichko here. RiverRockOutfitter.com. They are on William Street if you want to check out about getting on the river. Travis, you talked about, you were able to tell some stories just a second ago about things. And that has to be something that's really interesting. Like you say, it's more than just selling gear. It's giving people like me and others, introducing us or directing us in a way where we'll have a good time.
Yeah, it's great connecting people with the outdoors, and like I was saying, just hearing the stories and people coming back in, whether they're they're posting on social media a picture of them on the top of the summit or wherever they might be, or just coming back into the store and telling us how great it was and how appreciative they are of the help and assistance from the staff and the team, getting them in the right gear and kind of guiding them along with where they're going or what they're doing. So it's great. I mean, I love it. So,
and it's such a part of what we do. I mean, even down to like what we buy for the shop, because I buy everything that's in the shop. And when I'm thinking about, oh, this shirt, this jacket, this pack, this whatever, I'm always thinking about, ooh, how would we use that? How would our customers use that? Where would they go in this? Is this going, And so it's like from the very basic level of what we carry in the shop all the way to who we employ, it's all about building that outdoor community. And I think it's maybe, I mean, Keith's our accountant. He's often telling us that we're running a nonprofit more than we're running a business, because I think for all of us, even our employees, we got to sell stuff to keep the lights on. But what we really enjoy and what wakes us up in the morning and gets us excited about running a retail shop is the fact that we're hooking people up with these really cool experiences. And I would tell our audience is that in the best praise I think we can get, when I wake up in the morning and see that somebody had tagged me in a post on Facebook or Instagram, and they're wearing our hat or our t-shirt, or they're telling me that it was the best pack and I was so right. You were so right, April. Like, this was the best pack. It got me up to the mountain. Or the shoes that Travis fit them in, or one of our team members. No better praise for us than that.
Yeah, it's really cool when you see people. They either sometimes they'll have either the water bottle or a hat, and they'll have in pictures in place like Zion or Alaska or even Iceland and Norway and stuff like that. Yeah. And so that's just, it's kind of cool to see and be like, hey, we help these people get there, at least get there with the right gear. So it's, that part of it is pretty rewarding. It's interesting. It's neat.
When I was on part of the Appalachian Trail this summer, where we stopped at a few different places, and I always had River Rock shirts, and I always made sure we took pictures with it. So I was representing the area. It does also make sense, Keith, with you being the accountant, why that the day after I got out of the river and I said, I want to buy one of these. And I've got my credit card is ready. And your comment was, that's just what we like to do.
Exactly. And like April said, the goal is not to be a nonprofit. So that's what we're working on.
I do notice on, you make a point on your Facebook postings to show like when some of the places where you buy the gear from will come in and do, you'll have your staff go through training about how to, I guess the best way to use these things or who should get what.
Yeah, and it's constant. I mean, we recognize as a small business in a downtown that there's so many different places that people can go to buy things, far more convenient than River Rock, where you don't have to find parking and you don't have to come in and figure out if I've got supply chain issues. We know that. So what's going to make us different? Why do people want to come through our door? And I've always believed that people come in because of our people, more so than anything that I carry. And so when we think about the people that we bring in, we want people who are going to be able to provide that experience when somebody walks through the door. And, everyone knows that we lost Megana this summer to the trail. I always knew I would. Our people love the outdoors. Of course, that's where they're going to want to go. But I was nervous finding, how I can't replace her, but how do I find somebody that still has that experience? And, we hired another AT through hiker. And it's super interesting because we've had 5 AT through hikers on the staff over the years. And I've learned something from each of them, because each of them have a totally different experience to share about their time on trail. And our newest staff member, Sarah, who hiked the AT in 2018, she's our first flip-flopper. So, she started at the halfway point and went north, came back to the halfway point and went south. And she did that for a very specific reason, because she wanted to avoid crowds. Well, I never thought about it that way, you know, because if you don't start in either of the places where most people start, you avoid it. You pass them on trail. And there's so much goodness to that. You get to be alone on trail if that's what you want, but then you don't destroy the trail because you're not one of the many footprints all trampling along, you know, at the beginning or the end. So there's something now that I've learned from Sarah. So it's constant. When you come in and talk to our people, they all have different interests. It's always changing. It ebbs and flows at River Rock with the different types of people that come in, you know, that we hire. So I just highly recommend people come in and just pick their brains. They're so interesting. And we train them nonstop. And that's the one thing I think that people can really count on. We're either bringing in our reps, we're bringing in the brands, we're paying them to be there in the shop, to learn, to educate themselves, to experience the gear. I'm giving them free gear. The reps are giving them free gear to say, go test it, use it, so that you can speak to it, confidently, to make sure that you're recommending the right stuff. So, you know, that's fun too. It's fun to have a shop where you can do that.
Yeah, it's just to expand on that. It's a process, right? Like fitting somebody in a shoe is a process. It's not just like, what shoe do you wear? Okay, I'm gonna go grab some of those in the back. It's, where are you going? You know, tell me about your any foot issues or back issues. So it's, same thing goes with pack. Same thing goes with kayak matchmaking. So it's a process in the store, and it's an experience, and that's what, you know, our staff does such a great job of that, making sure that we're fitting and getting people in the best possible gear for what they're doing. So.
Well, and like April, when you mentioned there are just so many places around here, or even you can go off into the Richmond area, into the Shenandoah Valley, wherever, going in and talking to somebody, because you don't get just locked into, I only do the river, I only do the reservoirs. Mm-hmm. There are other adventures to be had and like Keith said, you look at something like Old Rag, you're going into Madison County, just a little over an hour away, and a lot of things, there are a lot of places that we all don't know about, but some of your people do.
And that's really the bit. Wherever you find yourself, I tell people, like, find your local outfitter. Wherever you are, that should be your first stop. Because the one thing all mom and pop local outfitters do, the one thing we all do, is we hire people who have expertise in different outdoor adventures, who can tell you all those special local spots. They can help you avoid the pitfalls that a lot of people get into if you just go and talk to the local outfitters. Your online retailers and your big box stores, they hire warm bodies. You know, it's not same gear. You can still get great gear. But they hire warm bodies who have no idea what's going on locally or what types of gear you need for your local adventure. And, you know, for us, we're constantly learning from our customers. That might be the most fun. Our customers are coming in and saying, hey, so I use this sleeping bag and this is what I learned. I packed my pack this way. I use this kind of food. Hey, you guys don't carry this kind of camp food. Will you consider it? It's really good. Hmm. I had a customer come by and she dropped off 4 packages of camp food free, like just said, hey, April, try this. I love it so much. I think you'll love it. And I think you'll want to carry it in the shop. She had no stake in the game with this company. Sure enough, I now carry it in the shop because we loved it. And so we're learning and we're growing and we're constantly like thinking about how best we can support our customers. That's what you get from any local outfitter, not just River Up, any local outfitter. So always find your mom and pop store, you know, wherever you are.
Travis, you've been now in this area, what, has it been a couple of years?
Yeah, 2 years in February. Yeah.
So have you found, you came from the West Coast, wasn't it?
No, so we were, well, I grew up in Western Canada, but we were in Jacksonville, Florida.
Florida, that's
years,
right.
Yeah.
So have you found some favorite places around here?
Yeah, I love Mott's. So taking my kids out on Mott's, on the trails out there, I love to do that. It's right here, right in our backyard, and it's nice and close from downtown Fredericksburg. So we love to just hop out there, and there's easy trails. You know, having a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, it's kind of perfect. So that, Dahlgren Trail, I've really enjoyed going on the Dahlgren Trail a couple of times. So those kind of a couple of the favorites from like local hikes. The Quarry Trail is awesome as well. But yeah, Mott's, we go out there a lot, especially with the kids. It's just easy and it's kind of a simple one to kind of go out there and enjoy the great scenery and and obviously the reservoir there, so the kids love it. So.
See, yeah. When I discovered the trails a few years ago, I really thought that I could just stay on the trails, and it was thanks to you, April, of saying, no, there's more. There's more.
We've even taught you there's rock climbing.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I made
the next step. Wait, yeah, exactly.
3 years from now, next lifetime movie. Yeah.
I sent you pictures when I was out in New Mexico of going to going into caves.
Yep.
And Keith immediately sends me a text saying, "Great."
Exactly.
This is just getting you right.
Ted's starting to get the bug. Yeah, he's going to be the full outdoor enthusiast by the end of all of this. He hikes, he paddles, and he climbs.
Quick break. We're going to come back and wrap this up with April, Keith, and Travis from River Rock Outfitter this morning. RiverRockOutfitter.com. They're on William Street downtown. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
River Rock Outfitter here this morning. April and Keith Peterson, Travis Velichko is here. RiverRockOutfitter.com is the website. So Keith, this time of year, you can make it work and have a good time outdoors any time of year. But
absolutely,
this is a great time.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite time to go out. Both, you know, really all of them. When it's kayaking, hiking, climbing, this is just a great time of the year. And for us, it's great. Whereas for some people, they always associate getting outdoors kind of it's almost in line with the school schedule. So it's when kids are out, we're going to go out and have a great time. Now, while the kids are back in school, everything's a little bit less crowded. So it's a great time for you if you do not either if you can break away from school or if you can just get out. You know, now is a great time to do it. So you have fewer crowds, you have fewer bugs. The colors are all starting to change on the trees. The weather is typically a lot better because, as you know, you can go out in 95 degrees and 98% humidity. It can just make it miserable. Yeah. Now it's cool. It's less humid. It's just a great time of year to go out and camp, to hike, to climb, to paddle. This is really the time to do it.
And you're in the river rock world, rock climbing's your thing.
Rock climbing is my thing. I
think in our few minutes, though, I think it's super important to, you know, we make revelations, commitments on this show.
We certainly do.
Nepal happened because of this show.
I laughed about that.
Getting you on the water happened on this show. I do think because our name is River Rock Outfitter, I think to kind of complete the circle of activities,
we need
to talk a little bit about Ted getting on the rocks.
Absolutely. I don't see why not. It is completely safe. It is simple to do. You know us. We can take you out there 7 days a week. We are completely flexible based on your schedule.
Boy, that is the same script that April has been using for years. You guys have this memorized.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like this was a setup.
It's on radio now. We're going to start working towards
it. Right?
Yep, exactly. We would love to do it.
Swerving offs that I never saw
coming.
Oh,
I have your wife on text. That's right. Let's work that angle.
Well, we have talked about this, that there are places. Because I always thought, well, you got to go to the Shenandoah Valley to do that. And I remember we've had these discussions.
You know, we do all of our instruction just right here in Fredericksburg. It's, you know, 15 minutes away from downtown. And we have another rock climbing instructor on staff now, a guy named Derek, who's phenomenal. So we do a lot with taking kids out, with Boy Scouts out, with private groups, you know, the whole nine yards. We can take people out and have a great time here in the local area. And then when people want to take it to the next step, you know, we work with companies over at Seneca Rocks, at the New River. You know, so there's plenty of places around here where people can, you know, get that 101 experience and see if they enjoy it. without having to go somewhere to do it, you know? And so that's one of the things that we like to focus on as a business is for that 101 adventurer. Come out with us, see if you even like it. If you don't like it, no problem. If you love it and you get hooked, mm-hmm. we can help you with that journey as well.
He's pitching you right now.
So. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I want to start
buying these ropes and these things.
Exactly.
Before, in the final few minutes, April, we did a show in the spring and a safety show mm-hmm. on the river, and there's a great website which I have lost in my mind of what's the name of the.
It's respecttherap.com.
That came out. It's had great information, and this has been a good year on the river.
Oh man, thank goodness! Yeah, knock on wood somewhere. And it's not for lack of use. I think that maybe the river's being used now more than ever. But I think people are just starting to hear the message, and since all of the partners are sharing the same message, I think that it's helping, and people can see. And I look forward to coming and doing a show. We'll do a great big launch to Respect the Rap this spring, and a big safety campaign to ensure we go another year without a death on the river.
Yeah. No, so you have to think that it's the word is getting out, and I saw that website and I saw a number of postings mm-hmm. shared, so that's mm-hmm. that's good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm excited to talk about that in spring, and we had a great year on the river this year.
We could do a whole show on the whole supply chain situation, but I guess if people are interested, and I did think of all years for me to get interested in a kayak, and now getting a kayak might prove to be an adventure. But if you are looking for gifts and things like that, I guess all retailers are telling you start looking and start buying right now.
Yeah, and it sounds so self-serving to say it, but it is the honest truth, is that if you want to buy outdoor gear, you need to buy early, because I'll tell you, there is a certain point, and it's coming up soon, I will not receive gear again until spring, and that's just the hardship of kind of what we're going through. Yeah. Everyone is going through it. So if you're looking to get that tent or that pack, definitely come in now, grab it, and you'll be good to go for Christmas.
And I guess, Travis, the other thing with in this time of year, and is whether you're looking for an adventure or even wondering what to buy people, and we talked about just the training that you all have on the gear itself. Come in and talk to somebody.
I mean, we can, or any one of the staff can take you around and give you some gift ideas if you're purchasing for somebody. That's kind of what we do, and kind of our training too is like, how do we solve solutions for people and try and come up with ideas on what they might need for somebody, you know, a special someone they're buying gifts for. So.
Well, so I know that I've got rock climbing in my future. What else? What else on the river is there for?
Oh, I gotta get you out there. We gotta do a full trip. We just, that was just a little snippet, Ted.
And
little. Oh, listen to Keith. Stand up paddleboarding.
No, I think I satisfied my river requirements with the kayak.
Well, you were doubting kayaks. Yeah. You know, now you're doubting paddleboards.
You got this.
Next step is a river trip. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go down river.
I'll bring my GoPro. We'll suit you up. And yeah, love it. We'll get some great footage.
Start to finish, when you do something like that, how, I mean, I, you know, it's, you know, you obviously can decide, but what's a fun down river trip?
If we just went from City Docks to Little Falls, nice, slow tidal river paddle, and I was not doing instruction, it would probably take us 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
It's nice. In my classes, we usually take 2 hours.
Okay. I'm up for it. Sign me up. I'm ready.
I'm taking you down.
I want a kayak. I want it all.
That's awesome.
RiverRockOutfitter.com, April Peterson, Keith Peterson, Travis Velichko, thank you all for coming. We will get together soon. We'll get together during the winter months and talk about things to do.
Awesome. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
That is it. Stay safe. Get on the river if you can, or climb a rock, climb some rocks, or go on a trail. But we'll see you in the morning. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.